With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As the search for people missing in the Texas flash flood continues, emotional stories are emerging. This man, Michael Abner, was evacuating a Kerrville RV park when he heard screams coming from another RV.
I heard some screaming, so I went to try and help whoever was screaming, and it was an RV with a family of five people in it floating, and I was trying to reach where I can grab a little girl that was at a window, but I couldn't reach her, and she couldn't get out. So the policeman came and told me that we had to get out immediately and there's nothing more we could do to help.
Texas officials say 161 people still considered missing from extraordinary floods swamp parts of Kerr County and nearby areas. It's a big number in addition to at least 120 confirmed deaths since July 4th. Governor Greg Abbott says investigators will not stop until everyone is accounted for. 31 construction workers successfully rescued from a partially collapsed tunnel in Los Angeles yesterday.
31 construction, L.A. Interim Fire Chief Ronnie Villanueva.
A structure failure of the tunnel lining failed approximately 5 to 6 miles in.
Authorities say the workers climbed over more than 12 feet of soil to reach a boring machine, and all were transported back to the one single opening of the tunnel. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says that on the way to the scene, she thought the worst.
We're all blessed today in Los Angeles. No one injured. Everyone safe.
All audio courtesy of KABC. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. applications for unemployment benefits fell last week, remaining in the historically healthy range of the past couple of years. The Labor Department reports claims fell by 5,000 to 227,000. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 239 points. The Nasdaq losing 5. This is SRN News. A Jersey man is fighting the local school.
Christian Heaps says his parental rights were violated when his daughter told teachers at Delaware Valley Regional High School that she wanted to live as a boy, and they helped her to do so. After Heaps found out about the situation, he asked the school not to help his daughter, quote, socially transition, but he said his pleas fell on deaf ears. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit on the father's behalf with the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has formally filed suit against the California Department of Education for allowing males to compete on girls' sports teams in schools. The lawsuit filed by the Justice Department says California's transgender athlete policies violate Title IX. That's the federal law that bans discrimination in education based on sex. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi warned other states that allow boys to play against girls. They could also be sued. This is SRN News. The Trump administration suing California over the state's transgender athletes' policies.
President Donald Trump's administration has sued the California Department of Education for allowing transgender girls to compete on girls' sports teams. The lawsuit filed Wednesday says California's transgender athlete policy violates Title IX. The move escalates an ongoing battle between Trump's Republican administration and Democratic-led California over trans athletes competing in girls' and women's sports. Trump criticized the participation of a transgender high school student athlete who won titles in the California Track and Field Championships last month. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Olympic wrestler and former UFC fighter Ben Askren has undergone a double lung transplant after battling severe pneumonia. In a social media post, Askren says that he's now recovering. More details at srnnews.com.